From Washington, this is VOA News. Dave DeForest reporting. The UN Refugee Agency has received reports of civilians being killed by heavy shelling in Fallujah as Iraqi forces try to retake the city from the Islamic State group. The UNHCR says some people have been buried alive under the rubble of their homes. Lisa Grande is a deputy special representative of the United Nations.
We understand that there are widespread food shortages, and there have been since January, when access to Fallujah became extremely difficult for commercial convoys.
Some 625 families have managed to escape the city. Suspected Russian airstrikes pounded the rebel-held Syrian city of Idlib, killing at least 50 people and leaving dozens injured or trapped under rubble. Military jets carried out the bombardment in the early hours of Tuesday, striking civilian areas near a hospital and a mosque. Russia's defense ministry is denying that it carried out any strikes on the city. Kurdish-led forces have expanded their operations west of the Euphrates River in Syria, crossing a Kurdish red line and angering mainstream Sunni Arab rebels. The move is making a tangled fight in northern Syria messier and more chaotic. By the hour, political activists say they are concerned that Sunni Arabs might decide to align with the Islamic State group. The United Nations Refugee Agency says an estimated 880 migrants and refugees died trying to cross the Mediterranean Sea during the last week. William Spindler is with the United Nations Refugee Agency.
Thus far, 2016 is proving to be particularly deadly. Some 2,510 lives have been lost so far compared to 1,855 in the same period in 2015.
William Spindler, this is VOA News. A report released by the Global Slavery Index says over 45 million people are subject to some form of modern slavery. India and Uzbekistan are among the countries with both the highest number of slaves and the highest proportion of slaves to their population. An author of the report, Kevin Bales, said slavery is a particular problem in India.
They have hereditary forms of slavery in India. They've had a long, long history with rural forms of agricultural slavery. So, you know, it's something the Indians are working on very hard, but they've inherited a big problem from the past.
Prosperous countries generally have lower rates. The top 12 countries with the lowest rates of slavery are Western European nations, the U.S., Canada, Australia, and New Zealand. The consumer spending that powers much of the U.S. economy jumped a strong 1% in April, the biggest gain in about 6 years. Tuesday's report from the Commerce Department says the gains were due to increased purchases of cars and other expensive, long-lasting goods. Former U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton faces another contentious political fight in California June 7th as she moves ever closer to winning enough delegates to gain the Democratic presidential nomination. She faces a stiff challenge in the nation's most populous state from Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. California holds its presidential primary election next week along with five other states. California Governor Jerry Brown endorsed Clinton Tuesday. The U.S. State Department has issued a travel warning alerting U.S. citizens to the risk of potential terrorist attacks throughout Europe. The travel alert does not expire until the end of August. The warning covers major events, tourist sites, restaurants, commercial centers, and transportation. France is anticipating new strikes this week as President François Hollande refuses to abandon a government labor proposal that has sparked months of strikes and protests throughout the country. Some French labor unions, including the General Confederation of Labor, have called for new strikes targeting trains, the Paris subway system, ports, and possibly airports. Gaza's Hamas rulers executed three murderers at dawn Tuesday without the necessary approval of the Palestinian president. The three were executed after all appeal efforts were exhausted. According to Palestinian law, the executions should have been approved by Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas. Afghan officials said Tuesday the Taliban took dozens of people hostage near the northern city of Kunduz. The insurgents apparently set up a checkpoint on the main road near the provincial capital. A regional police commander says the insurgents seized at least 52 passengers. He says 17 of them were killed. In Washington, this is Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.